Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Even as a small boy growing up in northern Siskiyou County near the town of Agar, Charles Cooley had his own horse. One day, he and the neighbor's son, Ted, mounted Cooley's mare together and, without permission, headed across the ranch onto the county road and down the old north-south stage road. Cooley let Ted handle the reins, even though he was not an experienced rider. The mare was a small, high-spirited animal, and the boys had a great time riding her as fast as she would go. When a train pulled alongside, Ted didn't hesitate and pressed the horse into a race with the train, unaware that the track crossed the county road just ahead of them. Cooley recalled later in these words, "The train loomed large in front of us, and just before we got to it, I put my hand around Ted and fell off the horse, pulling Ted with me." Cooley said they landed only a short arm's length from those big, crushing steel wheels. The little mare stopped with her nose almost touching the side of the cars speeding by. It was all just a little too close. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.